One way to aid countries ravaged by the tsunami would be to ease their debt burden. Britain's finance minister says other wealthy industrialized countries support Britain's proposal to freeze the affected countries' debt repayments. They may formally endorse the idea next week. The group may eventually go further and forgive some of the debt, but as NPR's Kathleen Schock reports, some wealthy creditors have qualms about that, and so do some borrowers.
Freezing debt repayments could help these countries, according to Tony Fratto, a spokesman for the U.S. Treasury Department.
Certainly you want to make sure that the countries have the resources to take care of their immediate needs, and so that is where the notion of either having a moratorium on payments or rescheduling some of the debt is coming from, so that money that would otherwise be going to pay back rich countries would be going to handle the crisis.
Some groups argue that wealthy creditors should go further and forgive much of the debt, as they've done with some of the poorest, most highly indebted countries. They point out that Sri Lanka and Indonesia are two of the world's poorest nations, and that one out of every $5 the Indonesian government takes in goes towards servicing its debt. Neil Watkins, co-coordinator of Jubilee USA Network, points out that much of this debt piled up during the Suharto era.
An era which was characterized by a lot of corruption, by U.S. Cold War-fueled lending. So there's a huge amount of debt that we would actually think needs to be looked at as possibly odious or illegitimate and not actually shouldn't be paid by those people.
Aid experts agree that each country should be looked at separately. Marcus Nolan is a senior fellow at the Institute for International Economics.
Countries that apply for and receive some kind of debt forgiveness typically have to pay higher rates of interest to borrow money when they return to international financial markets. So if you don't really need it, then you probably want to forego it. In the case of Thailand, which is a solidly middle-income country, has more than $40 billion in foreign exchange reserves, the Thais simply don't feel that it is in their interest to apply for debt forgiveness.
And they've already said so. Tony Fratto of the U.S. Treasury Department says other countries may follow suit.
They have very large poor populations, but they also have resources, and they are trying to climb their way into being market participants.
Even Indonesia's situation is tricky, according to Nancy Birdsall, president of the Center for Global Development. Postponing its debt repayments is one thing. Forgiving its debts would be another.
Because it's a large country and a large economy, it's one of the largest, most populated countries in the world. Its debt, in absolute amounts, is very high.
It owes as much as all the small, highly indebted poor countries that have received debt relief put together. So including it on the debt relief list could double the cost for creditor nations. And Birdsall says there's another problem.
The complication is that so much of its debt is not to the official creditors who are in a position to say, to get together at the G8 meeting and say, we're going to reduce your debt.
A large share is owed to commercial banks and other private creditors. And Japan, one of Indonesia's biggest creditors, says forgiving those debts is not on its agenda. But wealthy industrialized nations will have a chance to revisit the issue. They plan to discuss debt relief when they meet in London in early February. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.